A Bit of Christmas Every Day by Kate Strongen, based on a true story. All of the presents were wrapped and under the tree. Or were they? We a gift before thee lay, praise we sing on Christmas Day. Children's Songbook, page 39. Christmas was almost here. Amalie was excited. Soon she could unwrap the presents under the tree. At family home evening, it was Mom's turn to give the lesson. "Why do we give presents at Christmas?" Mom asked.
"Because it's Jesus' birthday,"
Amalie said. "Then shouldn't we give a present to him?" Mom said. Dad helped Amalie's brother Noah read a scripture. It said that when we serve other people, we are serving God. See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. "Is serving others giving a gift to Jesus?" Mom said. Noah nodded. "What else is a gift for Jesus?"
"Keeping the commandments,"
Amalie said.
"Being nice,"
Noah said. "Great ideas," Mom said. "Now let's play a game. I'll say a gift someone gave to Jesus. Tell me if you know who it was. Here we go. This person gave out Christmas cards at the care center." Noah raised his hand.
"Amalie did that."
"This person went home teaching."
"That's Daddy,"
Amalie said. Soon they had named lots of gifts they had already given to the Savior. "We can give gifts every day," Mom said. The next morning it was time to clean the house.
"Oh no,"
Amalie groaned. But then she remembered. Serving others is a gift. If she helped Mom, it was the same as helping Jesus. She found a cloth and wiped the counters until they sparkled. The next day, Amalie earned some money. "Your tithing is 8 cents," Mom said. Amalie remembered again. Tithing is a commandment, so paying it is a gift. She put 8 cents in her tithing jar. Later that week, Amalie helped pick up pillows. Her baby brother had thrown them off the couch.
"Another present for Jesus,"
she said. On Christmas Eve, Mom and Dad told Amalie they were proud of her.
"You've been giving gifts to Jesus all week long,"
Dad said.
"That's like having a little bit of Christmas every day."
End of the story, A Bit of Christmas Every Day. Read by the author, Kate Strongen.